Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mikey Bard Show. And this is a very exciting episode because I'm with a very special guest who will be telling us how to make money, which a lot of us, you know, a lot of money problems at the moment for a lot of people during the pandemic and just life in general. So you can always value the advice of how to earn more cash. So on the show today, I've got the founder of Zero to a Thousands. His name's Gomez. He's got a very interesting story and he's on the show with us today. So Gomez, interestingly, you are an actor.
Yeah, that is my passion. It's always been my passion from when I was a kid. But recently I've discovered that my purpose is actually to help people become the best versions of themselves. And I've learned that, you know, there's many aspects to becoming the best version of yourself, but an important aspect that I don't think people put a lot of importance on a lot of times is making that moolah, making that bread, making that guala, that dinero. Yeah. Every other word for money has to be made because we need to create a cash flow for ourselves, a positive cash flow to be able to give ourselves time to be creative in those senses. So I'm a big believer, you know, let's make some money, let's create some passive income, let's create this structure around us, and then that will allow us to go and pursue what we truly want to pursue as a human. Absolutely.
So in theory, you've taken time out from acting as such to work on your finances. So you've taken a bit of a sacrifice to do that. And so in theory, you had zero as an actor and you've gone on to thousands. So to talk about that journey with us.
Yeah, so it's the usual story with the actors. You have the dream of being an actor, you've got that vision, you read online, you ask other actors how do you do it, and they give you the same response, you know, get an agent, get your show reel, get your headshots, and go to as many auditions as you can and just get out there. And that is a part of it, absolutely, and it's a part of it that I chased for many years, and I was fruitful at some times, fruitful none other times. You know, as actors, our bread sometimes are them adverts that come quick, but they don't come all the time. So it didn't really put me in a good place, like that journey. Something didn't connect. I wasn't feeling right. And then I kind of thought to myself, look, there's two ways that I can go about this. I can be that struggling actor that just pushes through every day, and you push and you pull and you open doors, and hopefully someone gives you an opportunity to put you in the limelight, give you a role so you can become an actor in the world of, in other people's eyes, I suppose. And I just thought to myself, well, if I create finances for myself and the opportunity for myself and I can fund a movie myself, then I can write the right role for myself then. I can hire people around me then. And wait, hold on. Maybe I can give myself the opportunity and I don't need to put the powers in the hands of others. And I can put myself at the forefront. And then you know what? Maybe from there, these casting directors, directors, producers can see me in my best element because I've created that element for myself. And they'll give me opportunities from that. So that really stuck out to me for some reason, along with a lot of mentors that I was watching online, you know, Dan Pena, Gary Vee, Impact Theory, Diary of a CEO, all of these people online, Jordan Peterson, you know, Carl Jung, they're like my mentors in the last few years when I was like kind of struggling on the side of depression, not really understanding what my next move is. And, you know, I feel like depression comes from being stuck in life. That's where depression happens, when there's no more growth. And I just didn't see a lot of growth at the time, at the way it was happening for myself, or I didn't like the pace of the growth. So after listening to a lot of these people, you know, people that are very money hungry driven, and then you've got your philosophers, and then you've got your people who are more in touch with their emotional side. So I've kind of learned to create a balance out of all of these things, and kind of Zero to Thousands happened naturally from just, you know, me kind of taking steps in that direction and following the advice of these kind of online mentors that I've came across.
So talk to us about TikTok and what that means to you and how that's helped you grow your business.
I love TikTok. Let me just start by saying I love TikTok. And if you're not on TikTok right now and you're not taking advantage of the algorithm on TikTok. I don't know, like, what you're doing. I mean, honestly, I love TikTok. That, what can I say more than I love TikTok? It's the only platform where you can start with zero followers, zero, you know, following, and you can put 10 videos out and your videos will get 100 views. And if you're lucky, you might get 1,000 views and you might get 17 followers in that first hour. And I've done it numerous times. I've had over like 50 TikTok channels in different realms. You know, some create passive income, some are for businesses that I've kind of created on the side for myself, and some are for friends' businesses who I've forced them to download the app, kept them in a room, sometimes even just done the videos with them just to say, look, see, I told you so, it works. So I'm not sure if this is going to go on forever, if TikTok are just going to keep, you know, pushing and pushing on the algorithm. But what I do know is that at the present time, you know, they're trying to beat all these other kind of social media companies. And how do you do that? By helping people push their content as much as they can. So yeah, TikTok is a great platform. If you're not on TikTok right now, stop what you're doing. Don't listen to the rest of the podcast. Download TikTok, then come back to the podcast.
So, well, luckily I have TikTok now. And that was thanks to you. You were the person who really pushed for me to get onto TikTok. And you're showing me so many interesting things on that. So other than the using the platform of TikTok itself to make revenue, how have you used the reach that TikTok has to promote other businesses that you're doing? How, basically, the audience are wanting to know, how have you gone from zero to thousands? Tell us.
Oh, that great intro, Mikey. Thank you very much. And there's a lot to it, but I'll try to summarize it. How that TikTok journey started for me. So before I started the zero to thousands TikTok, I had a few other TikToks, and one of the TikToks was for another business I have, which is called Zago Vintage, which I have with my partner Jose, and we kind of source vintage clothes. So very early on, we started this page, and you know, we done a video for, this is just an example, we done a video of restoring a scarf, and that video is currently on 9.6 million views, and that probably brought in like between 5 to 8K worth of sales over the Christmas period. And that was just from one video. I've got another TikTok where essentially, you know, we sell, like, we drop ship items. So all of these items that we make cool videos for, and you know, they flip into sales. So we was doing all of these things. They were doing all right seasonally at the right time. And then for some reason, sorry about that, Mikey. I just had to answer that call. That was actually a TikTok call, which I had to sort out, believe it or not. And you was a witness. You heard the conversation.
I did. Yeah, but thank you. I appreciate you, you know, giving me your undivided attention.
No, sorry about that. I should be more professional and I've turned it off. But in a while,
you can't in this day and age. You can't turn your phone off. Yeah. So. I don't expect you to. So as you were saying.
As I was saying, so I was trying TikTok with a lot of these little business ideas that I had, and they was working. They was, you know, I had partners as well, all of them, majority of them, I'd bring in a friend, because, you know, one thing that not everyone has is time, and it's always good to split your time. If you find people that can work with you on certain projects, then that's amazing. So we was trialing this, and this is where we were seeing, okay, TikTok has this algorithm where it's just pushing. We've managed to make sales on here. We've managed to make sales on that. And then one day, in between that, I had a bad time. So after I've done a few of these TikToks, I kind of, you can say, I've gone back into the rut. It's just happened. This is what happens when you're flying high sometimes and everything's going well. Something's going to happen in your personal life or an outside environment that's just going to affect you. And I went down again. So what happens when I went down again? Essentially, you know, those TikToks stopped doing well because I stopped uploading. The customers that we had acquired went elsewhere. It was very hard to like get them back. Then again, I was for a few months not knowing what to do on TikTok. I was kind of struggling. I was like, I've tried this, I've tried that. You know, I had my own kind of acting TikTok, but I was playing with the idea, you know, maybe it's time just to get back into acting. And I'm almost fighting the whole thesis that I've just built up for myself in the last 2 years. I tried that out for a while. I done some TikToks up for myself on my Gomez channel, but it just went hitting right, man. And again, I fell into this hole, and true story, this is how it happened one day. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I went to go see a friend of mine in a block in South London. And we was just there and we were just having a chat. And you can see this is all documented online. Go check out the Zero to Thousands TikTok. You can see every video. And he's gone inside. And as he's gone inside, I've just decided for some reason to make this TikTok called Zero to Thousands, because I just had this idea of, you know, look, I'm back at zero again, like an idiot. I need to get some money. Let me take this seriously again. And I just done this random video online where I basically asked for help on TikTok. That was my first video. I told people, look, guys, I'm on this journey. I've got nothing. I'm trying to make something out of it. Do you guys have any ideas? And then I left it, didn't go back to it. Then I think the day after or 2 days after, I've gone back onto that TikTok and that video had like 40,000 views. And I was like, oh my God. And the amount of feedback from the community is like giving me ideas. Oh, you should do NFTs. You should do HMOs. You should do flipping these products. You can consult here. Like just a range of ideas that can be monetized that I never really delved into before. And then one of the first comments was like, you know, find something that you can sell that doesn't cost you anything. And the next day I happened to go see another friend of mine, which, you know, Adriano. And as I was there, I've noticed Conkers on the floor. So I thought, I was telling him about this idea, and I just decided to grab a bunch of Conkers, probably a whole bag full, like 3 to 5 kilos of them. And I went around to another park and I just started selling them to people in the park. No one wanted to buy them, of course, at all, until I bumped into one gentleman. And the whole sales pitch, to be honest, was, look, mate, I'm doing this TikTok. Yeah, I need to start now. I need someone to buy these Conkers off me, man. Can you help me out? And, you know, he just appreciated the drive and thought it was funny. And he ended up giving me £3 for the Conkers. So that was my first kind of sell. And then after that, the next one was another comment that someone, again, the community, that just... it's this community of people just helping, again, just saying, go on to like Gumtree free marketplace. So I went to Gumtree, I went to the free marketplace, you know, there was some sort of TV that someone was giving away. So I ended up calling the guy, went to go meet the guy within half an hour to an hour. He wasn't too far, you know, got the TV from him. And then literally from where I had the TV, hopefully I thought it was working. I didn't check it, I just took his word for it. Went straight down to the cash converters, or the shop next to the cash converters. I gave it to them and they gave me 11 quid for the TV. Some people might think, oh, that's bad, man. I saw some comments saying, no, you can't do that. But, you know, like the guy was giving it away for free at the end of the day. I'm on this journey. These things are there for people to do that, I suppose. So I'm going to take advantage of it. And that put me up to 14 quid. And then after that, there was 3, 4, 5, there was so many. One involved, you know, flipping clothes, so I used that £14. And then another one, I done Uber and Deliveroo for a day on my friend's account, because you can use a substitute rider. I flipped some NFTs, I flipped some crypto. The most important one of them all is I came across this thing called match betting, which is arbitrage football betting, which is the idea of using all these bookies. They have kind of like bonuses that they give out when you sign up, and you know, every day they'll email you a bonus. Have this is a free bet, use this free bet. They just want to suck the life out of you. That's what they want to do. And someone showed me a way where I can actually, and by the way, this is a legal loophole that is tax free. A legal loophole that is tax free.
And I'm going to say again, legal loophole, because I've looked this up as well. And it's one of those things where it just exists and not many people know about it. So yeah, carry on, explain.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea is all these emails and all of these bonuses that these 30 odd bookmakers are making, we can actually use against them, right? So we can guarantee profit on a free bet. For example, Bet365, when you join, they give you 100% of your bet back. That means if I join and my first bet is £100, they will give me £100 to play with on top of my £100 once I've spent that. So there's a certain way, and you know, if you follow us and you go onto our website and you check out the YouTube 0 to 1000s, I'll happily to teach you. I've been teaching thousands of people. So this is something that was taught to me. And you basically, you just use all of these bonuses and you flip it into cold hard profit. So if you don't, for example, if you're 18, you don't have no gambling accounts, you sign up to your 30 accounts, we use the bonus, we turn that into profit guaranteed. So you don't even have to watch a football game, that's going to come through. By the end of the week, you've got £500, £600, £700. So we could do that £500, £600. Or we're going to reinvest it in all these other ideas that people are giving me as well. So that's what I started doing. And then I started teaching people, you know, on Instagram. Here's where this kind of like, this, not passion, but this purpose came into play, where I just felt so much love from people showing me all of these ideas to make money. And it just made sense that I had to pay it forward and show people as well, right? So I decided to start teaching people how to match bet, which was one of the hustles. But with the TikTok, long story short, I made the £10,000. That was my goal, from 0 to 10,000. And through 21 hustles, I made this money. But the match betting was the most important for the reasons of, like I said, it being legal and tax-free. And it kind of gave me a basis to start off bigger investments. And every month you can actually make £200 to £500 on match betting. There's some months, like in March coming up, the Cheltenham horses, you can make £2,000 in a week. Guaranteed, tax-free. And then we can use this to put into other places and other things. So I was teaching this to a few people. We've actually, you know, Mikey, I'll show you quickly here some of the our kind of numbers. So this was the first month. We signed 3,000 people up. The second month, and I was doing this with this another company as an affiliate, so they would actually pay me to teach people £10 per person. And we was getting like thousands and thousands and thousands of sign up. I actually helped create £5 million worth of tax-free legal loophole money within the community of thousands of people. And these people, you know, I've got voice messages, I've got voice notes. Now they know, they're teaching all the other, and they've got the whole household doing it. You know, they've got their mum, they've got their dad, they've got their sister, and they've got themselves doing match betting. And all of a sudden, all the bills are paid for in the house now, because they're bringing in enough that everyone can just keep the hold of their money. And it just takes a few minutes every day, maybe 7 hours of your time throughout the month. So I was doing this with this company. It was all going well, and then the company locked me off. Apparently I was helping too many people too quickly. That was their issue. So that kind of stopped a lot of things from happening, because I wasn't allowed on a platform and to use their certain tools that they have to make this happen. Tried to get in contact with them, I couldn't get a response. Their reason was essentially that they're just ending their affiliate program, but I understood very quickly why. And then I decided to go to these match betting companies myself, to try and get the affiliate link through them, so to be able to teach people. And I was just getting rejected. No, we already have our partners that we work with, which is that company that let me go. So I thought, what am I going to do? Because I've just had this whole few months of where I've just been with all of, I've just built a new community of loving people. I've helped me. I'm helping them back. I want to keep this going. And this is where I've come up with the idea of the Discord for 0 to 1000s. And it's a 1000 member only Discord. It's £50 a month. We guarantee you make a minimum of £100 a month back, or you get your money back. So it's a guaranteed investment. You're never at a loss. And we guarantee you if you make a loss, but there's some rules. You know, you have to make sure you put in the work. We analyze what you're doing. So if you don't come to the match betting camp in the morning and do it live with us more than 3 times in a week, you know, you come off the program. So the idea of this Discord is to help as many people as I can to go through the journey that I went through. So essentially you start on zero, If you've got some bankroll, even better, you can just move quicker. But you can start on zero if you wish. With the idea of match betting, we get you this £700 within a week. Legal and tax free. And then, along with match betting, we can then secure you between 200 to 500, some, like I said, some weeks, thousands of pounds throughout the year. And you can just do this like every day. You know, all you have to do on the Discord is log on in the morning. I'm there. We do it live. We do it together. We do it as a team, as a family. It's like, all right, guys, let's do this. Let's make today's money. We've done this. Cool. Let's move on. And we keep doing this every day till we build this pot for everyone. And what we do with the match betting money is then we go into other realms of making money. So we actually use the match betting money to then reinvest into other things. For example, NFTs. There's a lot of flipping on NFTs, and if you're smart and you're around the right people, there's a lot of opportunities. Crypto, again, we don't really make flips on crypto, but what we do is our flips are more long term, so 6 to 12 months based on trends. And we try to make money then, and we have, you know, reselling where it's like trainers, we've got bots that, you know, let us know when everything else is. Essentially, they're called cook groups. So we've got that. We've got HMOs, which is, you know, we teach people how to get a flat, rent a flat with a license, get it off the landlord, create passive income there. We teach people how to make money on TikTok, for example. We teach people how to flip clothes. We teach people how to do affiliate marketing. We basically provide them. What the idea is that we don't know what people are going to enjoy. So we want to make this money on match betting, and then we want to open up 20, 30 doors for you to make money using that money from match betting. And then you can choose out of those 30, which ones you enjoy most, you can see yourself doing the most, and go with that one. And then when you get to the £10,000, which is the little game we play, you know, which is chump change at the end of the day to these big boys, but to us, you know, from a working class environment, 10 grand is like, okay, I'm on. Do you know what I mean? The first 100 is the hardest to make. Try and make your first 10. Sometimes that's a struggle in itself. So once you've made that £10,000, you then go onto another Discord, which is free, by the way. And we basically give you a choice of, if you want to get into property, if you want to invest yourself and chase your passion, if you want to set up a business, and we're going to mentor you in each way you want. So the idea is to help you make this 10 grand. Once you've made this 10 grand, okay, we're here. What do you want to do with the 10 grand? We've got this system where you can put it into a property and you can get a residual income of, say, £1,000 to £1,500 a month. And, you know, you can use that to do whatever you want. Humans, when we have time, that's when we really get creative. You can chase your passion. Just put the 10 into, you know, maybe you want to be a film director. Okay, cool. You got your 10. Let's buy that camera. Let's make that movie. You need help. We'll help you. We've got people around us. Let's do it. Maybe you want to set up a business. Okay, cool. Let's go. We've got people around us who have set up businesses. Let's show you how to do it. Let's mentor you. Let's get you out there. At the end of the day, the aim is, what Zero to Thousands wants to do is we want to help people of all walks of life create revenue streams that will enable them to break free from the shackles of society and pursue what they're actually passionate about. You know, we want to enable people to work on their dreams, that no matter how big or small, and all we ask for is a willingness to grow and a capacity to learn. These are the traits that we admire over here and the people that we want to bring on. That's why even if you want to join the Discord, which is 1,000 people, you have to apply first. You go for an application because we need to speak to you. We need to understand who you are and what you want. And if you fit in line with what we fit in line with, then come on, join the family. Let's do this.
Are there limited places? Can everyone join on, or is it only a certain amount of people? And what happens if they're not performing in the same way that you want and they're not taking it seriously?
Yeah, if you're not performing, you're out of the group straight away. we've got certain rules and regulations that you must follow. You have to attend these lessons. You have to attend. We've got guest speakers who are renowned in their industry. Like, you can't be missing that. You'd be an idiot to miss a master coder coming on and telling you how to code. And there's other, so that's just one. If you miss the match betting more than 3 times in a week, goodbye. And we'll block your IP. You ain't coming back. There's no other way, honestly. Because we're going to have a wait list of people. So the only way to get onto the Discord server is when someone makes £10,000 and they move on, then we bring someone else on. Do you know what I mean? So you have to, you know, just apply. We'll get your application. The application's got some tough questions, but these questions are going to dictate if you're right for this Discord. Because at the end of the day, we're looking for 100% success rate. We don't want 99%. We want 100% success rate. So we want to make sure everyone knows what they're in for, and, you know, time and energy is going to be needed.
And for the people that don't know about, you know, techie, they're not quite techie. So the Discord, can you explain what a Discord is and how that works?
A Discord is basically a advanced WhatsApp. I'm sure even if you're not techie, you know how to use WhatsApp. So if you know how to use WhatsApp, you can use Discord server. Essentially, it's a channel. It's like the interface looks like a WhatsApp, and there's groups on the left that you can enter. And each group is, for example, match betting, flipping, you know, mental reading, books. You know, we've got all these things, and you can just log into a certain channel and it takes you to the information there. So it's very easy. It's very easy. I mean, if you can't figure it out, don't apply it anyway, to be honest. Like, go on YouTube. I'm going to tell everyone there's a secret website here, and I'm going to give you the lowdown.
And by the way, have you even realized now, Gomez, the founder of Zero to Thousands, has loads of inside tips, tricks, knowledge, secret websites, just resources in general, and all different walks of life, retail, clothes, fashion, computers, NFTs, crypto, you name it. So anyway, back to Gomez. What's the secret here?
www.google.com.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
You can ask Google anything and it will give you the answer. It will actually show you how to do it. And I don't know why people haven't realized this. Like, whatever you need, go to Google and ask Google. It's there.
What sort of, give us an example.
Give us an example. I mean, you know, example that I had to do, basically, when I had to sort out my tax. I don't know how to sort out my tax. I don't even know where to start. Let me go on Google. How do I do tax as a limited company? Okay, you need to do this, X, Y, Z. These are the dates. Everything needs to be, you know, given in on. Actually, here's some accounting links and da-da-da-da. All right, let me get on the phone to an accountant. Hello, Mr. Accountant. I have this company. I don't know what I'm doing. Can you tell me? Sure, because we want your money. And your accounting services aren't that. Like, you can get them for like £150. Cool. That's it. Simple. They tell you, you need this, 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 this. Now I know. Another one. How do I bake a cake? Well, I don't know how to bake a cake, do I? But I bet if I go on Google and say, how do I bake a cake? I'll be good. So I don't even know if I can swear. But
I don't even know if you can swear. I think it's fine for now.
I'll be Aunt Betty making cakes. You just, Google is such a powerful tool. I mean, just the internet in general is a powerful tool, and there is no excuse for no one to not have knowledge. You know, like, that's one of my pet peeves, is like when people say, oh, I don't know. Well, have you Googled it? Have you tried to know? Or do you just not want to know your whole life? And then you're going to be in your coffin and you're going to be like, I died. Well, I don't know how I died. I don't know. Just, yeah, man. Sorry. You made me go on one.
Good. So this is the point. The good thing about this Discord is that you're going to have loads of mentors and loads of people who can basically give you that advice.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what we do with the money that we're going to get.
All right. So tell them the positive outlook of this.
The transparency of what we're doing. So, you know, it's 1,000 members, and the 1,000 members paying £50 a month is £50,000 a month. All right. So what are you going to do with the £50,000? Cool. I'll tell you, 12.5 grand of that is going to go straight back into the community on the Discord. And what that means is that we're going to be paying a professional every month in a certain field, whether it's coding, whether it's baking, whether it's marketing, whether it's, you know, mental mindset, you know, we're going to have experts come in every month and we're going to pay them to take over for a month along with us and install a new skill to you. The other half of that is 25 grand is going to go back into philanthropy. And what I mean by that is we're going to be using that money to invest in the Discord members, and not only the Discord members, but we're going to, you know, create content that's going to help people, you know, and organizations to kind of, you know, keep them up to date and support people to improve their character, mindset and lifestyle. I mean, so you might see a video where I go to Iceland and I'm paying for everyone shopping today. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to pay for everyone shopping and we're going to thank Zero to Thousands community. And then after that, you know, we might do a challenges where, you know, we find out what's your worst fear. What's your fear? What's your fear? What are you ashamed of? Like, what are you scared of? What's stopping you? Oh, dude, okay, cool. You do that, we're going to invest in you. Do you know what I mean? Let them conquer their worst fear and then let's reward them for it. And let's give them a little stepping stone. So we're going to create fun content like that. I want to be like the UK's Mr. Beast. And if you haven't seen it, it's like, you know, it's just helping as many people as you can in fun, interactive ways. But we also want to teach a lesson throughout the content. And a lot of people, if you're in our Discord, you're going to get random prizes. You're going to get random couple like investments into your business. Like this money is like, I'm not trying to like put it in my pocket and get a Ferrari. I don't want that. I don't care about these things. Like the idea is to create an economy where that money can be pushed back into the people and create this community of people that have grown together, made money together, are gonna like help each other. Not like the Illuminati, like the cool version, whatever the like the unpsychotic version of that is. You know what I'm saying? A family of people just helping each other. And you know, if we've got 1,000 people and everyone's got 10 grand in their bank account, I don't even know what that is, but it's like, what's that, a million? But what can you do with that? Might be 10. I don't even know, but I know it's a big number. It's a lot of zeros that I haven't seen before. But you know, these people, we can come together and we've got structure. We've got people who like what we're doing, who want to help. So we've got people in property who are saying, yeah, you know, if you can get all these people to put money together, we can actually do a development deal with you. You know, you guys can put up the money and we can set up the legal structure for you guys to get paid every month. So that's the idea, like, of this. The idea, I don't even know what your question is, but I'm just gonna tell you what the idea is. The idea is to help people make money, passive residual income, so you can be free to pursue your endeavors, what your true calling is in life. And you don't even know it. You don't, that's how bad it is. You're such a robot, you don't even know what it is yet. Some people, it hurts me when I speak to like someone and they're like, oh, what do you want to do in life? And they're like, I don't know. Of course you don't know, because someone's been telling you what to do 40 hours a week for the last 10 years. It's so, it's just breaking down these barriers, bro. It's breaking down these barriers, getting people to understand, you know, there's so much more you can do and opportunity out here at the moment. And you really don't need to be tied down doing something you don't want to do for a long length amount of time. I mean, when people say, I want to get a job and get a mortgage and, like, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it. And that's cool. But if you're one of those people that you want more in life, and the mortgage, the car, the dog, and the white picket fence, and the family just doesn't cut it for you. You know, these things are important. You know, to be honest, it's probably even healthier. It's more balanced. But if you have this calling in you, and a lot of people have this calling in them from young, they just don't know it. And sometimes it takes a podcast like this or a visual to just enlighten them. And just like, if you have something in you that tells you there's more to this, there is more to this. That's the first step. And if you understand that, then you're already ahead of the like, majority of people. Then it's like taking action. Like, what is more? More is, you know, shackles of society. You don't need to be tied down. You don't need to be tied down emotionally. You don't need to be tied down physically. You don't need to be tied down by the world. You can unbreak from these ropes. You know what I mean? Like, be free, like, walk with a creator and create. Like, Like, we're made in a... That's, bro, like, all of these mundane jobs, yeah, should just end, be given to robots, and then people will learn to have to be creative and use their time, and they're going to find out so much more about themselves. I don't even know if that was your question. I went on a rant, yeah, but...
A Kanye moment.
Full Kanye.
Yeah, yeah, full Kanye, man.
But I can tell you're happy because it's a good work that you're doing, and maybe... You've explained that to the audience now, and the smart ones will understand that this is about working smart. You know, it's not about being, you know, working 45 hours a week in a job you don't like. I mean, if you do like that and obviously it's something you're doing, then that's absolutely fine. But the point is that there are so many niche new things that are coming out in this 21st century. It's the Wild West right now. You don't know how long they're going to be here for. And there's loopholes and there's these advantages we should be taking care of. And Gomez, with the 0 to 1000s community, everyone's jumping on and everyone's saying yes, aren't they?
Everyone's saying yes to freedom. Of course they are. Like essentially, we're slaves. That's what I see.
Well, we're breaking up. I agree, because The Matrix just came out, Matrix 4.
Yeah.
And the reason why that film is so popular is because there is something that resonates with people, that there is a sort of slavery going on, because there is a middle class and everybody's in their homes, but certain people... The really wealthy seem to be escaping punishment, Prince Andrew. They seem to be traveling up and down the country, even in a pandemic. And they're still having parties and getting drunk on wine, even though they're the leaders of the country telling everyone to be locked down. So there's a big disparity between the rich and poor, which is probably just free, and the enslaved.
100%. And, you know, bruv, look, I'll be honest. I don't care. Yeah. Like it's always going to be like that.
The corporations, man, you know, the corporations, dude.
These guys, man, they're all in your brain and they want to take you, man, and crush you, and they want to keep you poor. It's true though, innit? And look, I don't care, whatever. Like, it's bad. I know, like, these people are just buying their way out, but it's nothing we don't know. So I'm not going to sit here with you and go, oh yes, Prince Andrew's and talk about... Of course he has. He's got money. Do you know what I mean? His mum's the queen, like... What more do you expect? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
that's literally the pinnacle of power, isn't it? It's the queen. The queen can do that because she's the queen.
And you know, your best chance is to get yourself out of this matrix, step out, unplug. And you can do that with money. You can do that by being woke and by being a Buddha and moving to a monastery and just living that life as well. Don't get me wrong, but you can learn to play this game.
So to escape. So you just cut you off. You say, get the cash. So to escape, you need to kind of go into the matrix by getting the cash, and then you can be free.
A lot of people would disagree with me, but I would say, yeah, I would say play their game. How are we making this money? We're taking it off the bookies, mate. This is Robin Hood in 2022. Do you understand? I have to step into the matrix. I have to pretend to these gambling companies. Yeah, I want to gamble. Let me sign up. Do you know what I mean? And then loophole, I take their money. And all of these people around me, we take their money. I hope they don't listen to this podcast. But do you know what it is? Do you know why? Do you know why they won't stop it? Because there's still a proportion amount of people that will get into match betting for profit and still fall into the trap of gambling. And the statistics show that people, even after match betting, still end up spending their money on gambling.
Yeah, so we should talk about that, because that's the thing. I have experienced match betting in the past, and I was smart enough to use the Excel spreadsheet and just use the daily allowance. The point is that you don't look at the match. You don't watch the match. You don't even look what it's on. You just make the calculations and bet safely. It's not even a bet, because it's kind of all predetermined and calculated before. You're not putting money in.
It's a money move. It's not a bet. You're not betting on nothing. There's no outcome other than... guaranteed. And they're not going to stop it, because if one company takes away the bonuses, they're just stepping on each other's toes, because then there's no big, like, you know, push for these bookies to bring in new customers and new punters. That's what they call us, punters, you know that? Yeah. Punters, the mother... Anyway.
But that's the problem. But anyway, so we just addressed that anyway. So people wondering, so, going, you know, because people might set up all these accounts, and then now they've got loads of these accounts, and they get greedy, and then they don't listen to people like Gomez and the 0 to 1000s, and people say, bet within your means. Don't bet. It's not a bet. Anyway, let me
look, yeah, if you're going to do match betting, sorry, Mikey, if we find out that you've used any money to bet, we will track you down and strangle you. Like, you cannot be doing that. That's, like, we tell everyone this is not made for that straight away. The first thing before we even move is that if we find out, you're done for. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely done for, gone, made an example, wall of shame. But, yeah, man, I feel like sometimes I'm so hard. But you know what? I'm passionate about this, Mikey, bro. Like I said, this is stepping into the matrix. A big corporation gambling, taking their money. Like I said, we've already created £5 million over from them, taken, given to the people. And now I just want to do that more. I want to do it bigger. And we're going to use this money to break free. What? Like, how beautiful is that? Poetry. How beautiful is it? We're literally taking the money from the rich, giving it to the poor, teaching the poor how to use that money to then make more money. And you can do this on the side of what you're doing. Do you know what I mean?
It is like a movie, something like a Bane. Helping people of all walks of life create revenue streams that will enable people to break free from the shackles of society.
Exactly. And I'm still on the grind. Let me just say, I'm still on the grind myself. I'm not nowhere, anywhere near. Like, right now, where are we? We're in a council block in South London in my room. True or not?
True,
because I got some editing to do, and I was like, Mikey, just please come if you can come. That would help me out a lot. But I'm still on the grind. Like I said, this was an opportunity. Like, I didn't one day go, oh, I want to spend the rest of my life helping people match bet and be free. Nah, like, I wanted to be an actor. That's my passion. Do you understand? This is like when I was free. Like, I knew for some weird reason that I wanted to be an actor. I don't know why. And then as I've grown up and I've tried to pursue this, because I've always been a go-getter, I've always read these positive books. People should read more, a lot. You know, there's information there and you need to gain. And anyway, I was fond of Law of Attraction. So I thought, okay, I just need to be an actor and go to these auditions. And it happens, and you get your, you know, you meet people and you attract. But the pace is slow, and it's in other people's hands, man, your future. And like I said, I was just trying to make money, man. I was doing, working in gyms and working. And you know me, I was doing Troll Station for like 5 years. We done that. That had its own kind of issue where I ended up going to prison. And maybe we're already at 42 minutes. We'll speak about that another time. But essentially, you know, I was an actor. Started a YouTube channel with a bunch of friends. We built up 1 million subscribers. You know what I mean? We didn't really capitalize as much as we should have, because we weren't in that right, you know, business sense. We were just doing content, young people living in a bubble of YouTube, 1 million subscribers, as much content as you can. And we didn't capitalize as much. And it ended up ending in a way where we all got sent to jail, because it was, you know, pranks online. It was candid camera on steroids, essentially. And we over pushed the buttons. And so I ended up going to jail for 6 months, did like 3 months. You know, they tried to kick me out, send me back to Portugal. So I had that trial and tribulation. So, you know, as an actor, I thought I had made it, on a quick one. I was like, oh, I'm being an actor with this Law of Attraction. Blah, 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 blah. I got into a YouTube channel. Look at us. We've got 1 million subscribers. Our life's going well. Boom. Jail. Category B. Victorian jail. Wandsworth. With the murderers. And now that's my life for like 3-4 months. I'm thinking, what has happened here? What has Law of Attraction brought me to? So I come out of jail and you know, I can't even get a job. True story, I can't get a job. Yeah. I've gone to many places, and because the whole spent convictions were still playing, I thought, oh my god, what am I gonna do? That's when I started educating myself on ways to make money. Like I said, these TikToks, things like that. But then, you know, that still fell through, and because I was coming out of, when I came out of jail, you know, my mind was like still a bit, I weren't fully there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never thought I would go to jail. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was so weird. Like, I went to jail for being an actor, for acting. Like, try to explain that to your mum. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're Lenny Bruce.
I don't know who that is, but I'm Lenny Bruce. Do you know what I mean? So that's happened. And Zero to Thousands has, you know, you have to understand, has come out of this story of mine, bro. Zero to Thousands has come from a 3-year-old kid who had a dream, who always chased his dream, landed him in somewhere unique where he gained all this life experience. I thought, I've gone on to TikTok, and then on TikTok I've met this community of people who have helped me come out of the rat race just a bit, enough to like be here with you on a Sunday and have this conversation. Do you know what I mean? And bro, I'm getting like goosebumps, bro, honestly. And now it's like, so now it's my, it's like I'm a vessel now. Now it's my job to go and teach and show people, because people taught and showed and like showed me, bro. That's what it's about. They showed me and it's worked. Like, Mikey, you know me, bro. Like, you know the story. Like, it's worked. And I just want to help people, and I've helped people, and I just want to take that help into another level where we can really get people in positions where they can be free and do what they got to do, man. So, yeah, bro, if you lot are listening to this and you just think, oh, this is a guy with a business idea and he's trying to take £50. No, I'm not. Like, no, I'm not, man. I'm trying to create something much, much bigger than that. I'm trying to enlighten a generation through content, through these means of making money, and I want as many people as possible to be happy and to be free and to be creative, and I want more people to be like chasing their passion and doing their passion. Always like warms my heart when I see someone living a dream that they want to do. Just like, they're the people I just bond with. Like, you're my brother, straight, you're my brother. Because like, I know, like, if you're brave enough to say to the world, no, I don't want what you'll have, I'm gonna get it myself, man. And you went and you got it yourself. That alone is like wow. Do you know what I mean? So I want more people to be in those positions, man. Because, yeah, man, I just want people to be in those positions. Because, and I'm not job shaming either. There's a lot of people who, you know, don't want the responsibility of all these things, and they're happier. And you know what? That life there, the 40-hour working week and the kids and this, bro, it's more balanced. It's healthier. You see me? You see how crazy I sound? I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed, bro. This isn't healthy. But I love it. But there's a calling in me that's like, something so bigger. It's just bigger out there. Something's bigger out there, man. And this obsession that I have is gonna fall into the right minds, I believe. Even if it's just that one mind, bro. Even if like that one person listening to this is like saying, oh wow, this guy, like, this is interesting. Like, I'm gonna, like, yes, job done. You know what I mean? One more, because then he's gonna show people and they're gonna show people. And I hope to document all of this on this YouTube channel that I'm starting for it as well, where we can show people physically from different walks of life taking this journey and inspiring as many people as possible. Yeah, man. So if you're out there and you're struggling, you might even be depressed and you don't know what to do, just remember a key piece of advice is gratitude. Start off with some gratitude, I would say. Be grateful for what you have, because you can't be grateful and depressed at the same time. It's physically impossible. So start by practicing some gratitude. And start working out as well. You know, work on your mind and work on your body, and start reading. Do you know what I mean? This foundation there will help you so much in life. You have no idea. You're only limited to the amount of data that you have in your mind. Like, that's it. That's it. You only have the programs that have been installed on your desktop. Whatever it is, work, this, that, childhood PTSD, this, that we're all affected by our outside environment, and it's given us this makeup. It's time to like tear that down, read more books, work on your body, show gratitude, and I promise you, day by day, step by step, like incremental, just do something every day. Make your bed every day, as Jordan Peterson says. I'm saying, look at my bed, it's made. Do you know what I mean? That's just the first step. Make your bed. And then start writing goals, and then just daily. Start doing things daily. I promise you, these increments, they build up in the end. It's like compound interest. By the end of the year, you're like, whoa. Instead of just like, you know, I mean, bro. Instead of just, I mean, do it if you want, innit? Each their own. But I'm telling you, from what I've seen, the grass is greener on that side of life. It's beautiful. So Just be a go-getter, man. Be a go-getter. Don't be a loser. Don't be a loser like the majority of these people out here. They're losers, mate. They're losers. They have no ambition. They have... Do you know how much... Do you know how much of ambition they don't have? They try to suck you of your ambition. They're called leeches. Get away from people who are leeching off your energy. If you're coming with ideas and they're like, yeah, man, you can't... Leave them! Like, leave them. Get away from these people and get around people who have positive mentalities and are strong and strong-willed and disciplined. Like, these people will help you push forward. These other people that are lost, you'll just be lost with them. And if you can't find it, just don't be by yourself. It's not like there's the difference between being lonely and solitude. A big difference. And solitude is super important. And sometimes you need that to break away, man. And yeah, man, that's just my piece of advice. So 0 to 1,000 is just one thing that I'm creating, you know. And again, I'm creating this so in the future I can be free to create my movie, so we can do a movie together, Mikey, bro. How many times have we spoken about doing movies? Like, you've done one, like, you've inspired me. I'm like, all right, cool, like, I want to be in this movie. Like, I want to, but you know what? I want to be the lead of the movie. And not only that, I want the writing to be perfect towards my acting style. But how am I going to do this? I'm going to put the cash down. I'm going to write the perfect movie for myself. It's going to be a comedy because I love comedy. Do you know what I mean? And I'm going to put myself on the side of the bus of my brothers. And I'm going to make everyone like work together. And I'm going to do the marketing. And I'm going to use TikTok to do the marketing. And we're going to convert all of this amazing traffic for people to watch the movie. And then voila, Gomez has achieved his childhood dream of not being a famous actor, but being able to live that moment. Do you know what I mean? So I'm creating that, and I want people to create more of those moments, them awe moments in themselves. Awe comes from awesome. The highest frequency of a human can have is awe. Like, when you see someone perform and you're like, oh, like that psychedelic reaction that's happening in your mind, you can't get anywhere else. So I'm trying to create moments of awe in people. Do you know what I mean? So if you're listening to this, be your best self. I'm going to hand the mic over to Mikey because he's been holding it for ages and I can see his arms getting tired. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that was 1 hour straight of holding the mic. I think I did pretty well. I've done my workout for one side of the body. So yeah, you spoke facts and truth. So go on to 0 to 1,000s on the TikTok so you can visually see Gomez's story. You can see what he's been talking about.
Zero, so Z-E-R-O, the number 2 and then 1,000s.
Of course. So that's 0 to 2 number 2 1,000s. Exactly. And obviously there'll be information in the podcast below. But yeah, thank you very much. And you will be coming back on the show. And you know, you are in my movie as well. And you've got other acting bits coming out. So we'll talk about that. But this is the financial section. This was something...
This is the foundation.
This is the foundation.
This is what we need to create to be able to do everything else as efficiently as possible.
So it's urgency. You see there, folks. But we are running out of time. So I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mikey Bard Show. Find me on Instagram, YouTube as well. And thank you very much for listening. Peace.